Hey fam, it's Raven your GS and thank you for locking into another Cyber Nerd show. Before we get started with the madness, if you really enjoy our shows, go ahead and subscribe on iTunes, give us a mad review and throw in a 5-star rating if you really enjoy our content and banter. It really helps more nerds finding us easier and quicker. Other than that, enjoy the show.
We are live. We are live.
We are live.
Did I say welcome to the main event?
That's incredible. You mad?
Oh, man.
Behave before you talk about what I'm talking about, yeah?
Disclaimer!
Run that thing back. Nah, man, stay there in your corner, man. Run that thing back, fam. I don't want to hear nothing from you.
We are live, guys. I'm J1 Further the Cyber Nerds.
Raven your GS.
I'm Mr. Blitztech.
Welcome back to the channel for another episode of Nerd Banner. Today we're talking about The Flash. The Flash movie destroying the DCEU, or giving new life to the DCEU. But you know what you need to give life to? The subscribe button. We're on the road to 200,000 subscribers. Help out the family. Also hit the thumbs up and press the notification bell so you get notified every time we drop a video. Alright, now. So, basically, producer of The Flash comes out and says, look, The Flash is the hero of this Flash movie because at the end of it, well, not necessarily the end of it, but you know, by the end, The Flash is going to tie all of these things together. There's going to be a new beginning. Some things are going to end, some things are going to start. Like a butterfly, a cocoon. What are you man thinking about it?
I'm kind of confused with the whole hero kind of aspect of things, because when it comes to The Flash running it back, it kind of like...
never goes well.
Yeah, do you know what I'm saying? Even though like we get super goodness from it, do you know what I'm saying? I mean, I'm only talking about Flashpoint, but anything else is just that I've seen, it just doesn't end well, innit? Secondly, this to me just feels like an excuse not to apologize for your misdeeds from the past. And, you know, you're trying to call it a soft reboot or a superhero or whatever you may be. It's still the Snyderverse.
Rotted. At least I don't have to do it. I feel good when it's just not always me, innit? So, yeah. But I'm with it. Restore the Snyderverse. Go on, Sam. What are you saying?
Yeah, just to Raven's point, like, The Flash has to run somewhere, but then doesn't he have to run it back? So, therefore, can they not get rid of the Snyderverse? Like, I don't know.
I don't want us to get mad caught up on the Spider-Verse thing.
Because
there's other aspects of this that I'm scared of as well.
Yeah.
Do you know what I'm saying?
I was going to say, obviously, we've only seen a trailer where Michael Keaton comes in, there's two Flashes on the screen, but then we also know that he's introducing Supergirl, obviously they're now dropping Batgirl, so it's almost like, is he ran somewhere where it's like, I don't know, it's the past or something? Obviously, I'm guessing the story is going to save his mum, right?
I mean, that's the traditional one they usually go with.
That's it. So does he go somewhere else where he's... it's almost like a butterfly effect, where he's run back, where it's changed so much that that universe kind of doesn't exist, but it's still like kind of going forward.
I think he definitely is going to go do something, he's going to run, whatever. I think when he comes back, they're going to have set up what they perceive to be their new universe, innit?
Yeah.
Which will consist of Batgirl being their Batman, Supergirl being their Superman, and whatever. Because obviously Ben Affleck came out and said that, like, in this movie, he said is his definitive last portrayal of Batman. He's obviously in a movie, so like, I think they're definitely gonna try and close the door on the whole Snyderverse thing, yeah. Which to me is like, it's fine.
I was gonna say
it's fine because it's like, bruv, Zack Snyder's put together this thing that's mad. It's beautiful. Everyone who can understand it understands it. And everyone who knows it's nice, nice. And realistically, with Zack Snyder's Justice League, that has a decent ending. Even though you want more, it's there. Boom. I can live with that. But at the same time, I'm like, I just don't want them to do other mad stuff. Like, the Pattinson Batman, I don't want to end up in this universe.
Exactly.
No way. Brother, there's not, bro. I don't want Matt Reeves having to play nice with anybody. Matt Reeves, listen, no.
That's a really nice universe.
Don't chat to me. Do not chat to me, bro. This is a non-negotiable. I'm not hearing arguments from the other side.
I'm
not hearing arguments. I'm not hearing it. I'm not hearing it. I'm not hearing it. That's all I know. Bro, leave Matt Reeves and Patterson on his own. Do you know what? The best thing you can, like, if you want to mess with Patterson, the only thing you got to do is somehow drop Joaquin Phoenix's Joker over there. Yeah? That's the only thing I'm going to even 50-50 negotiate with you, man.
Knowing that movie makes a billion, yeah?
It doesn't matter. It don't matter.
And they're trying to hold on to bro, him,
just bro. Make, let me, see, and this is the thing, what makes me sick. That thing will make a billion pounds, $1 billion, and then you mean, oh, we got to include this. No, you just let my man do his same magic again.
Not and these, just, man.
Yeah, not the, see them, man. You let them man stand there, you let these man stand there. That's how, so I don't want Patterson anything to do with this new timeline or anything. Just let that exist over there, let this exist over there. That's my stance, go on.
That's what's crazy, sorry, but I was like, if we can get a Batman solo movie, which then has spin-off TV shows planned already with Penguin, Gotham, then why can't this almost like fracture their universe where everyone just gets standalone movies and we don't have to have all these partaking movies anymore?
So, and this is the thing, so I'm with you on that as well, but at the same time I'm like, bruv, these lot have had their thing fractured since the beginning when you really deep it, because the CW shows, the Arrowverse, has been running independently for what, a decade almost now. Do you know what I'm saying? So you've had that, and they've done the crossovers with the Flash, Ezra Miller's Flash, going over there, so you've legitimized that this is a multiverse thing. Then also, we've got the Snyderverse. Now, if you don't want to continue the Snyderverse, it's fine, but then also, let's not ignore it. And let's just say, yo, bam, look, wait, this is another one.
Elsewhere,
and then you can continue your Patterson one. This is another one. And then you can do this one that you man want to do, which is your, like, Discount Avengers type one. Like, do you know what I'm saying? Bruv.
That's what I find the thing
is,
mad.
They're trying to stick to that blueprint, so I will call it what it is.
Right.
That DCEU incarnation, the one that they're trying to create, is Discount Avengers. Discount MCU. Fine. Cool. No one get upset. And if you want to get upset, shut your mouth. Get me. But that works like that.
I only have one positive out of this.
Come on.
Rebooting Wonder Woman.
That's not happening.
Yeah, that's definitely not happening.
Wonder Woman 3 is coming, bro.
Is it?
Yes, bro. Yeah. Wonder Woman 3 is coming.
Is that confirmed?
Bro, yes, it's coming, bro. It's coming.
Wow, you guys still ain't learned your lesson, have you?
Bro, I think it might be without Jenkins, though, right?
Patty's gone.
Yeah. Differences, man. What creative differences?
Because on the end. I don't like. Yeah. Creative differences.
That's
the memo we got. Yeah, so, yeah. But, fam, I don't know if that's going to be good or bad, realistically. Because. What?
I mean, if she's gone and they reboot it, like, it'll be a different Wonder Woman, wouldn't it?
See, and that's the... See, the bruv, what, lots of things are going to get revealed to us
right
through this next Wonder Woman film. We're just going to see who the issue was.
Right.
We're going to see if it was Patty. We already know it wasn't Zach, because the difference between one and two is Zach. Do you know what I'm saying? So if you like one, and I'm not saying Zach directed that, I feel like Zach ghostwritten. Like, I say this. Right. Yeah, Zach.
DNA all over the place. You can't even deny that.
Disclaimer, the Cybernets are not aware of what Zack Snyder does with
bring
your semen
out the
or
black
anything
light.
Like that, bruv. Rotted, yeah. Yeah, Zack Snyder's. Yeah. But yeah, so we're going to see now with the next movie if it's Patty or if it's the studio. That's the issue, innit? You get me? So. Boy, it's going to be interesting. It's going to be very interesting. All right, go on, Sam.
Oh, I was going to say, even with the inclusion with Keaton and Ben Affleck, they can't get rid of any universes, because then they're effectively getting rid of their past ones if Ben Affleck's in it. Then.
See, and the thing is, for me, with WB, they're going to be like, that's fine. Do you know why they're going to... Listen, they're not necessarily getting rid of those ones, but for them, they're going to be like, well, we weren't doing that with these movies anyway. So yeah, we can put Michael Keaton in it for 10 minutes. Like, bruv, that wouldn't matter to them.
If
look at the way they look at the Snyderverse with all of that support behind it, and now we're talking about a movie that came out in 1989, that they know just putting the logo makes the fans go ham. They'll put my man in the movie as a stunt, bruv. And they've been doing this, bruv. So it's fine. 100%. It's fine. Bruv, this thing is going to get so, so sticky and interesting. Get your black lights ready, for sure. What movie... This is it before we wrap it up.
Okay.
What movie... In this new universe, their universe, are you most excited for? Oh, it's easy for you, isn't it?
Well, oh, yeah. I guess that would be
Black Adam. Black Adam. You got Black Adam.
But I was thinking like Black Adam's not there yet.
Nah, Black Adam's in it, bro. Like, this is, I mean,
like, do you know what I'm saying? Do you know what I'm thinking?
I hear what you're saying, but it's Black Adam, innit?
Yeah.
Because they've got to have tied him into this.
No, after the fact. Do you know what I'm saying? It's like you wasn't in, but we're in the perfect position to bring you in.
They could do it where Black Adam, in his movie, is a good guy who does crud, and then in this Flash, after Flash is done,
the villain.
He's the full villain.
Don't give him that much credit, bro.
What? Don't give who?
You.
Don't give them that much credit. Yeah. That's the only way they could do it, working with The Rock, bro. In fact, you know what? Yeah, we'll see what happens. Sam, what movie you got?
What's the movie with Hawkman in it?
Oh, my.
War?
No. There's an upcoming DC movie with
Hawkeye. And it's got...
Hawkman,
and it's got the Hawk chick as well.
Mm. I must have missed the memo.
I think that's Flash, bro.
Is that Flash?
I'm pretty sure. So this is your most anticipated...
God damn.
Oi. Listen, yeah. I'm going to have to go with Aquaman 2, innit?
Okay.
I'm going to have to go with Aquaman 2. Like, Aquaman 1, well, I was disappointed by it, but it was still an enjoyable ride.
Mm.
I want to see what we do with Aquaman 2. What we need to see you guys do. I'm actually hurting right now, just... That your most anticipated movie is The Flash. Bro, that's mad. We're living in mad times though, innit? But jump in the comment section below. Let us know what your favourite new DCEU movie is. If you want to watch us, we're going to have live Patreon reactions to the Peacemaker series that is starting next week. So we're going to be there. Man, check us out. Enjoy the video. Subscribe. Hit the thumbs up. I'm Jay, one further the Cyber Nerds.
Revenue GS.
Mr. Blitz 10.
Guys, we'll see you next time. Peace.